We're going to study today what is the difference between the prosperity of wicked people and how God prospers His people. We're going to start with the 3 John verse 2.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Now we learn that God wants us to be healthy and wealthy in Jesus Christ. If you remember the song we sang, one song said, Jesus Christ promised us wealth untold. So that means in Christ we have untold wealth. You cannot even count. And then there was another song we said, count your blessings. David says, we cannot even number them, we cannot even count them. So God's blessing is countless. Prosperity is for the children of God. And then he says, the prosper in what? In health and everything. He says, even as thy soul prospereth. As your soul prospers, the physical health and financial health will follow. First of all, we have to be spiritually connected to God to get the financial blessings. God's children are not supposed to beg. God supplies our needs. So the John is trying to say, as your soul prospereth, your health will be good and financial blessing will follow. How to get blessed? You stay in the Lord and do the will of God. We learn Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 to 13. What did we learn? If you obey, these are the blessings will follow. And there are so many blessings are there. Those blessings will not follow if you are not following the Lord. If you are not doing the will of God. And sometimes when you see the wicked prospers, we feel bad. Let's go to the Psalm 73, starting from verse 12.
Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches.
Okay. Now he says, look, all these ungodly people, they prosper and they increase in their riches. So he's saying to himself, look at this. I looked everywhere and all these wicked people prosper. And they have everything what they need. Read the verse 17.
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end.
He said, up to now, I was jealous, thinking, why these wicked people prosper? Until when? Until he went to pray. Until he went to God. And then he started thinking, what is the end of these ungodly people? You remember one person prayed, all kinds of trials and trouble comes in our way, but it will not come without God's will. God does not want you to have sickness and disease. But what God is doing, God is allowing enemy to try you. God doesn't send any sickness. God doesn't send any poverty. But the enemy try to make you poor, make you sick. John chapter 10 verse 10. What he says? Enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. That's what the enemy job is. He takes your money, he takes your health, he tries to ruin your life. But we have the promise, what Jesus says, I have come to give you life and what? More abundant life. It's not only health. Abundant life means in every way prosperity. Financially, spiritually and physically, prosperity comes. Why? Because Jesus says, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. Devil wants you to be poor. Devil wants you to be sick afflicted, so what? You can curse God. You can say, this is from God. Why God is doing to me this? And this is the enemy's trick to tell you that God doesn't love you. That's why you're not getting job. God does not protect you. That's why this is happening. God is always there to help you. But the word of God is saying, how are you going to find the difference between ungodly and godly? Go to church. Pray to God. Listen to the word of God. Then you will be comforted. God loves me more than that ungodly people. Let's read the following verses.
Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction.
See how they are? Slippery places. And they are going the destruction. Millions of dollars they make. But just like what? Slippery slope. That money is not going to stay. That money is going to destroy you if you don't have God in it. Okay.
How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors.
How long it took? In a moment. They might have made money for years, but that money can go away within a moment. Some people make lots of money, and when you have a problem with the gambling or problem with the stock market or some other things, money can go in 1 second. Why? Because God is not watching over that money. God is not taking care of that money. You know, there is a scripture, Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2, please read. What it says? 127, 1 and 2.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep.
If God is not watching your city, the watchman's watching is in vain. If God is not building your house, the builder's building is in vain. But he says he gives his beloved or his children in their sleep. Somebody says, I never saw somebody giving my sleep. I work hard. Do you know Elijah? Elijah was running away from the lady who the king's wife said, I'm going to kill you. He ran away. He was tired and weary and he slept. Angel comes and says, Elijah, wake up and eat. And he woke up from the sleep. He ate the food. He slept again. Elijah, get up, eat. And he got his food in a sleep, right? That's true word. He says, God can supply your need. One day I was very tired, traveled almost 600-700 miles, came in the night time, didn't have anything to eat. I looked everywhere, I found little bit wheat flour. And there was a store, you can pump it, hand store. I tried, started, put the water and mix the wheat powder. What I was making? And eat porridge or something. So hungry whole day. And I just kept it to cool it. And I was tired and I was just sound asleep. Here comes somebody knocking at the door. They say, Pastor Peter, my mother has cooked a food for you. Coming out of a sleep, and they have prepared the food for me. So it works. If you really trust in the Lord, He will supply all your needs because He is watching over you. So we do not have to worry about ungodly people. Go to the Psalm 37. Read from verse 1 to 7.
not myself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
If your neighbor or your co-worker getting promotion, getting good house and lots of money, don't be jealous. I go to church every day, I pay my tithe, and look at these people. They have lots of money. He said, don't you worry. Their money has no security.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Don't trust your money. Don't trust your king. Don't trust any man. Trust in the Lord. And what he said, when you're trusting in the Lord, do good. That you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We studied about Isaac. He went to the one land, enemy's territory, famine was there, nobody wants him to be there, but he said, Lord, help me. And he sowed in the famine, and he got what? 100-fold in return. That's what the Lord is saying. Don't worry about the enemies. Don't worry about the evildoers. Don't worry about the people prospering. You just trust in the Lord and say, Lord, you're going to find a solution for me. You are the one I'm going to trust. I'm not going to trust anyone. Okay, go ahead.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thine heart. We need so many things. Desire we have. Good car, good house, good wife, good husband, good children, prosperity. Everything is good and we want it. But what is the key? Delight in the Lord, he says. We see Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3. Please read. Then we'll come back to this. When you say delight, what is doing this person?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
This is his delight. When you say delight in the Lord, what you do? Read the Bible. Study the word. Go to church. Give your tithe and do good things for the glory of God. And then what happens? Read the verse following.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
When you start delighting in the Lord, then he says, whatsoever you do, it will prosper. God wants each and every believer to be prosperous. Don't say, God told me you should not have money. God will never say that. Otherwise, this verse will be wrong. God wants you to be prosperous. Go back to the 37th. Go 5.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
What bring it to pass? Whatever needs you have, he will give it to you. Whatever the desires you have, he will give it to you. Trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, and do the things pleasing in the sight of God, and he will bring it to pass. Verse 6.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday.
Once you start doing the things pleasing to God, giving to God, delight in the Lord, then he says, whole world is going to see how this man was poor and how he is blessed now. He was not going to church. He was homeless. He was doing all kinds of bad things. Look at him now. How he is prosperous. How he is blessed. So he says, your righteousness will shine like what? Noonday. Means not hidden anymore. Even though you give secretly, the word of God says, you give secretly. If your right hand giving, the left hand should not know what you're doing. But when you start giving to God, he says, God will make your righteousness shine like a noonday. That means everyone is going to see how God has blessed you. It's not going to be hidden anymore. So that means whole world is going to know how God has blessed you. Verse 7.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Okay. What is he saying? Wait patiently. Don't think that God promised me and it should come immediately. He said, don't worry about others. You just keep your eyes on God and say, my day is coming. My prosperity is coming. My blessing is coming. I'm not going to steal from somebody because he has it and I don't. Take it from the rich and what? Give it to the poor, and it's not sin. It's not like that. Last week we learned that's not the God's plan. God says if you worked hard, you should be rich. If you are a child of God and you're lazy and you don't work, the word of God says you should not be even eating. So that's the God's law. Verse 16.
A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked.
If somebody has the little and this man is righteous and the other man has millions and billions, comparing to that, what you have is more than what he had. You remember that one lady put two mites? What Jesus Christ says? She put more than anybody else. So once we are belong to God, whatever little bit we have, that will be more than what the rich people had. Because whatever little bit we have, it more than a very rich people has. They have problem, we do not have problem. God supplies our need in due time. Okay. Verse 18.
The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. God knows everything about you, and he will bless you and what? Your children and your children's children. The blessings of God will come to you and to your children's children if you really trust in the Lord and go by his way. But if you're not listening to God, not doing the things of God, the prosperity doesn't come. Read Proverbs chapter 28, verse.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
See, if you're living in sinful life and you don't want to change your sinful life, then you do not have prosperity. What you should do, he said, if you confess your sins, what do? Forsake. Don't say, I ask God forgiveness and I'm okay and I'm doing the same thing again and again. It doesn't work that way. When you say forsake means give it up. Whatever you are doing wrong, ask God forgiveness, repent of it, and forsake. If you don't, the prosperity will not come. Not only that, if you read the verse 9, he says, even though you pray, your prayer will not be answered also.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be.
He that turneth away his ear, what does it mean? Doesn't want to hear. What do you mean hearing? Doesn't want to obey what God says. If we do not obey the word of God and come to the Lord and start praying, he said, you don't listen to me, why should I listen to you? If I'm not doing the will of God, then the things are not going to go according to what you think. He says that person's prayer not only be answered, but what? Abomination. Means God hates the prayer of sinners. And somebody says, I was a sinner and God heard me. God listens to sinners' prayer if they want to change. That's the prayer he listens. How does he listen? Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want to live for you and I want to live a Christian life. that prayer God will answer. But if you say, I don't want to live righteous life, I want to live the way I want, but I want home, I want money, I want prosperity, I want this, I want that, he says, your prayer is what? Abomination to me. I'm not going to listen to your prayer. Go to the book of James chapter 4 and start reading from verse 1.
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?
They are not living godly life. They want sinful things. And they are fighting with each other for the worldly stuff. All the fighting comes when you are looking for worldly things and worldly pleasure. Verse 2.
Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Now see here says, you lust and have not. Even though you have desire to have something, you're not getting it. The people who are living in the world, they have desire to get something. And they want this, they want that, but they are not getting. Finally, they want to kill somebody to get it. And still don't get it. What happens? Police comes, arrest them, go to jail. You didn't get it what you wanted. Somebody wanted somebody's car and killed that person to get it. But instead of getting his car, he goes to jail. Instead of getting his wife, he goes to jail. Instead of getting his house, he goes to jail. So he says, you trying to lust about some things and trying to kill somebody to get what you want, but you cannot get it. And then he says, you're not getting. Why? Because you're not asking. What he is trying to say? You ask God what you want. What the word of God says in Matthew chapter 7, ask and what? It shall be given unto you. But you ask to God. Whatever you need, God knows your need. Okay, let's go further.
Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust.
First of all, he says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Then he says, when you're asking, you better know what you're going to do, what God is giving you. You have to be faithful to God. When you're asking God, then you say what you're going to do with it. You cannot get it from God and waste it on your lust. That's what people are doing it. When they get the job, they forget about God and they do their own thing. If you really trust in the Lord, then you're asking God to give you something and you have a desire not to spend on your lust. Okay, let's read following.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
You should be having friendship with God, not the enmity. And you should stay away from the ungodly people, and then God will supply your needs. Go to the James chapter 1 and read from verse 5 to 8.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
If you lack wisdom, not only wisdom, anything you lack, you ask God, and he will give it to you. How? Liberally. If you don't have a wisdom, can you make a penny? Doesn't have a brain working, that person cannot make $1 million a week. If you ask God, Lord, I'm your child. I need some wisdom. I need some grace. I want to do something good. Then he said, I'll give you. How? I will give you liberally. Our God is not a stingy God. There are people, if you ask them $5, and even though they have $5, can I give you a dollar? Will be okay? You remember that Solomon. What did he ask God? He said, Lord, I don't know how to lead these people. Give me wisdom to how to lead these people. What God says? You didn't ask me any other things. You just asked the wisdom. I'm going to give you wisdom and what? Wealth. So when you ask God wisdom, the wealth is following. Because God supplies our needs. Go ahead.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
This is what the believers has to learn. If you ask God, then you should believe that my God is all-sufficient God. And he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. You should say, Lord, you said ask, I'm asking, and I know you're going to give it to me. Go to Mark chapter 11 and start reading verse 23, and we compare with this.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
James, he said, if you ask and you have wavering mind, you have double mind, then whatever you ask, you will not receive it. Even though you ask, he said, you don't receive it. Here he says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it is difficult to mountain to get up and go in the sea. But if he say, if you believe in your heart, then what? You just believe it that whatever I said is going to happen. And you believe in your spirit is already done. And then you get it. And so, if you start praying and say, mountain, be thou removed. Let me see if it's gone, still there. Let me pray again. And you keep on praying, the mountain you're looking at, it will never go away. I told you the story about this verse I read. And then I wanted the mountain to be removed. And going to meeting some Christian people in one area, and there was a mountain. And I said, mountain, be thou removed in Jesus' name. And I did not stay there looking at mountain. I left. 1 year or 2 years later, I went there, could not see the mountain. So what happened? Then it remembered, you prayed about this. I took care of the mountain. And the city found the stones and gravel, and they took care of that mountain, bought the big machines, and dig the mountain away, and there was a pond of water. No mountain. Why? I just said, be thou removed this mountain, and it removed. He said, whatever you pray, do not doubt. If you doubt, it will not happen. But according to this verse, whatever you believe, you will receive it. But if you doubt, you will not get anything. Go back to the James. We have chapter 1. Chapter 1 and 6. Go to 6. Now what did you learn? Let him ask in what?
Faith.
Nothing wavering. Now if you ask something, how are you asking? In faith. Now how the faith comes? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And faith comes from Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He is the author and what? Finisher of our faith. That means if I have Jesus, that means if I am born again child of God, and if I am trusting in the Lord, I have faith of God, and then I am asking in faith. Nothing wavering. That means if I ask, I believe that I'm going to receive. So he says, ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like what? Wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. That's the kind of faith if you have, you will be miserable. So have strong faith in God. Even though some people come and tell me anything, discourage me, or say it's impossible, I do not give up. I said, my God is able. And I do not listen unbelieving things. So when you have faith, the word of God says what? If you need something from the Lord, what do you need? Unity. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, what it says? Two of us agree on earth, and then touching anything, touching building, touching sickness, disease, anything. Touching anything, our Heavenly Father will answer the prayer from heaven. So you have to agree. If your wife and your husband going two different way, you will not get things done. You have to convince your wife or convince your husband. How you do it? Pray to God to change their heart, change their mind. He will do it. And then you come to agreement and you pray, it will be done. That's what the unity is all about. Faith in God and trust in God. And if you're praying with somebody, that person should have faith. Otherwise, don't take that person with you. I do not believe negative things. If somebody says, this person is going to die within a minute, I don't take it. You remember I told you many times, one lady called, says, come to hospital, my husband is going to die within a 1.5 hour. I said, ma'am, if I had a helicopter, it will take more than that. But if I pray from here, God can touch there. Give him the phone. And I talked to him, led him to Christ. It's a long story. And the man was healed instantly. Point I'm making, you have to have faith. Don't listen what the enemy says. Isaiah 53 says, who has heard our report? What is God's report? God's report is Jesus Christ has come to save you, heal you, deliver you, and set you free, and make you rich. Hallelujah. That's God's report. Why should I listen to somebody's report? One day I went and prayed for somebody. St. Agnes Hospital. The man started crying. He said, I said, why are you crying? I wanted to be a priest. And I did not become a priest. So God sent me this cancer. And I'm dying. I said, sir, you got it wrong. God did not send the cancer. The devil sent it. And I'm going to pray and the cancer will be removed. And I prayed and I left. After I left, the doctor comes and gives him a bad report. What the report was? Your cancer spread to all, you know, part of your body and there is no reason to do surgery. That was the report. Early in the morning, his son calls me. My dad is so much upset and he's crying. I said, sir, I just prayed. I didn't do any harm to him. Why he's crying? Prayer doesn't hurt. What's wrong? He said, but you left and doctor gave him a bad report. I said, sir, after I prayed, did you go for checkup? No. That report was done before I prayed or after I prayed? Or before you prayed, but they gave it to us after you prayed to read it. I said, sir, I don't listen to that report. I have a good report for you. Go for checkup. He went for checkup. They could not find trace of cancer. Snow was up to the knee. He comes and knocks the door. I said, what can I do for you? I just came here to tell you, no trace of cancer in my body. If I would have said, oh, doctor told this and that, oh, I'm sorry, that's the way it works. God doesn't want to heal you. I cannot do anything about it. I didn't say. I said, that report is wrong. Read the report of Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say. Our God is a good God. You listen to God and He supplies our needs. Read up to 8.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Means always he will have problems. Once you pray, what? Leave it there. Leave it on the feet of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I give my trouble to you. I give my sorrow, my pain, and everything to you. I'm not taking it back. And God will listen to it. If you read about Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 to 19.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will give in the God of my salvation.
This man was not like Job. Job lost everything and then he started arguing with God. Why this happened to me? I'm a righteous man. Why? This man said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What is important? Your salvation or your money? The word of God says, even the everything you lose, don't lose salvation. Don't lose God. Hold on to God. And then what happens? Come on, read.
The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments.
Even the everything I lose, but if I don't lose God, if I don't lose my salvation, God is my strength. Hold on to God. Hold on to your salvation. And then he says what? He will make my feet like hinds' feet. Do you know when you get the bad news, you start shaking like this? Even the people, they lose their strength. But he said, my God, strengthen my leg like what? Like a deer's feet. And I'm going to walk on the mountain and jump for joy. That is a Christian life. And he's saying what he's going to say. I'm going to walk, I'm going to run, I'm going to jump, and I'm going to sing to the Lord. That's what God's people do. Okay, now the time is almost gone. Before we close, I want you to read 33 Psalms. And see what that Psalm says. I'm not going to explain. If I start explaining, we need 7 days to stay here. But just read that Psalm. It will give you the message.
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee.
If you really trust in the Lord and love the Lord, he is watching over you and your needs. And he is going to supply all your needs. How? According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our needs. Lord Jesus, give us grace to do thy indefinite work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.